So the problem was, as your report described, when we had additional terminals brought into use, and we had a software problem that we haven't seen before, which resulted in the computer that looks after the flight plans effectively going offline.
Okay, but on this particular problem, have you actually identified what the software issue was? Is it fixed?
Yes, we have. There are about 50 different systems at Swanwick, our main operations centre, and over 4 million lines of code. So we've found the line of code that caused the problem. That's effectively been rectified, and I can assure your viewers that this particular problem is not going to reoccur.
So how long has that line of code been sitting there? I mean, like a sort of ticking time bomb then.
Well, some of the systems, as you say, are fairly elderly. They don't really go back to the 1960s. The system that we had a problem with last night has code that was written in the early 90s. Having said that, we are investing a huge amount of new technology. So we typically invest around £140 million per annum. Over the next 5 years, we're spending another £575 million to bring our systems up to date with the latest Single European Skies programme, which has just been launched last week. And the UK has very much a leading role in that. So over the next 5 years, we're going to be moving more towards internet-based systems, which are very modern, much more resilient than the systems that we currently use.